Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, the Academy Awards was Sunday. That happened. So, I want to start things off by saying kudos to CODA. As I mentioned on last week's show, I think now that the voting pool is younger and more diverse, that I think it's going to be a little more difficult to figure out certain categories. And I would love to see who had CODA in their ballot or in their office pool or in their Oscar pool. I didn't. And as the one Best Picture nominee, I didn't get a chance to see. But so kudos to them. And now, as I've mentioned before, because it won Best Picture, because it got a couple others, more people are now going to see it out of curiosity's sake. So congratulations to the film CODA. Congratulations to Troy Kotsur for winning Best Supporting Actor. Let's go through these, shall we? Of course, Will Smith won Best Actor. This for every theory, there's a counter theory, and well, Will hadn't gotten one yet. So, and he got it for King Richard. Not his best work. Good performance. I don't think a great performance. Not my vote of the five. So yeah. Same thing with Jessica Chastain. She's been nominated several times, hadn't received one yet, and now she has. Not her best work. I have issues with the film. I'd say watch the documentary of the same name. So there you go. Ariana DeBose, they got dead on. That was my pick. And a lot of first in that one. So congratulations to her on that. Encanto won Best Feature Film. I know there was a lot of people that was really pushing for Flea in any of the categories it was in. So, but that's a cool little footnote that Flea has in Academy Award history. So, yep, congratulations to Encanto. Cinematography, Dune. Glenn will be happy. Costume design, Cruella. Me personally, I probably would have picked Cyrano, and honestly, I haven't seen Cruella, so there you go. And kudos to Jane Campion for winning Best Director for The Power of the Dog. I know she won for her screenplay of The Piano years and years ago, so very cool on that. I was really excited that Summer of Soul got Best Documentary Feature. Not that anybody didn't notice at the time of the broadcast. Short subject, The Queen of Basketball. Film editing went to Dune. Glenn would be happy. International feature film, Drive My Car. Another one that probably would be in my five if there were only five spots in the Best Picture ballot these days. So kudos to Drive My Car. Best makeup and hairstyling, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Sure. Hans Zimmer getting his first. So I always think of Brian and Monica and BB Hearts on that. It was for Dune. Glenn will be happy. No Time to Die winning Best Original Song. And that was up against Encanto and Van Morrison. Take that for what it's worth. So way to go, Billie Eilish and Phineas O'Connell. Production design, Dune. Glenn will be happy. Windshield Wiper for Best Animated Short Film. The Long Goodbye. No, not that thing. for Best Live-Action Short Film, way to go, Riz Ahmed and Anil Khera. Best Sound is Dune. Glenn will be happy. Best Visual Effects is Dune. Glenn will be happy. Coda, of course, got Best Adapted Screenplay. And Sir Ken finally gets an Academy Award for his original screenplay for Belfast, or as I've been calling it, Kenneth Branagh's Hope and Glory. I probably would have... There's at least two titles that I would have picked over Belfast, Licorice Pizza, The Worst Person in the World, but it worked out anyway. So congratulations to Sir Ken. Again, I'm not losing sleep over this. And, of course, at the Governor's Awards, Samuel L. Jackson, Elaine May, Liev Ullmann, and Danny Glover all received awards. Honorary Oscars for Jackson and May and Ullmann. Glover received the Jean Herschel Humanitarian Award. Yeah, and that couldn't have been part of the broadcast, huh? Oh, there's going to be a lot of discussions between now and next year. So there you go. Congratulations to everybody. And yes, I'm moving on. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Mark your calendars Saturday, April 9th at Films at the Fort at Arts for Lawrence in Lawrence, Indiana. Fort Shorts, join Arts for Lawrence for our first ever film festival, not first annual, Fort Shorts, a celebration of local filmmakers, five short films, and a Q&A with host yours truly. So check that out. You can go to artsforlawrence.org for tickets and all the other information. That's going to be a fun evening of short films, and especially now that we have the short films that were nominated making its rounds. So, yeah, here's another chance to see some films you know nothing about, but they have a local slant. So very, very cool on that. I also want to say kudos to Hoosier Films. I went down to their festival last weekend in Bloomington and spoke at one of their workshops. And that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of good times were had by all. So, yes, artforlawrence.org for all the information there. Over at IU Cinema, Saturday at 7 o'clock, a world premiere of the 2022 short Double Exposure. Tuesday, April 5th at 7 o'clock as a part of their Korea Remix Science on Screen series, The Host. See this on a big screen. I got to, and I'm very happy that some folks will get another chance to see it on the big screen. Thursday, April 7th is a part of the Korea Remix series at 7 o'clock, Seoul Station. Friday, April 8th at 7 o'clock, the Human Cannabis 1 and 2 will be happening on Friday, April 8th at 7 o'clock. Director Joshing Arthur Liu is scheduled to be present for a post-screening Q&A moderated by IU Cinema founding director John Vickers. Hey, John, good to see you over there. Sunday, April 10th at 1 o'clock from 1948, Sleep My Love. Thursday, April 14th at 7 p.m., the 2020 documentary Casa, My Home. That is happening at IU Cinema over at the Can-Can this weekend. Of course, Coda will be there, so there's your chance. See it on the big screen. On Friday, No Foolin', The Godfather, the 50th anniversary of that. Atlas at Iditarod as well. April 2nd, Space Jam. April 3rd and 4th, Late Spring. April 6th, Downsizing is a part of the Earth Charter Indiana series. April 7th, Selena. April 8th, Joe versus the Volcano. April 9th, Black in America, the Heritage series of Rosewood. Not enough people have seen John Singleton's Rosewood. Go check it out, especially on the big screen. And then coming soon, April 9th and 11th, Spring Breakers. April 14th and 16th, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And April 15th, David Lynch's Inland Empire. All of that is happening over at the Can-Can. At the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 2 and 7:30 p.m., depending on when you're listening to the show. From Russia with Love, April 3rd, Sunday at 2 p.m., Annie and the Hot Club of Nashville. That's a live event, live music. Next week, the following weekend, 2 and 7:30 p.m. on April 8th, The Defiant Ones from 1958. And Saturday, April 9th, 2 and 7:30 p.m., Lilies in the Field for you fans of Sidney Poitier. And you didn't see enough on television. It's Friday, April 15th, 7:30 p.m. as a part of the Stephen King Film Festival. Yep, Shawshank Redemption. Saturday, April 16th, at 2 p.m. as a part of the Stephen King Film Festival, The Running Man. Saturday at 5 p.m. on April 16th, Misery. Saturday at 7:30 p.m. as a part of the festival, Carrie. Man, that's a pretty strong list right there. And then April 22nd and 23rd, 2 and 7:30 p.m., April 22nd and 23rd, The Blues Brothers at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Before we grab a pencil, just an update on what I've been watching around the house. I finally finished the commentary tracks of the Kino Lorber three-disc collection of Orson Welles' Touch of Evil. And, it was fun to revisit all three. Obviously, for me, you go with the longest version because it is to the request of Orson Welles and his very popular manifesto. But it was great to hear the commentary tracks, including one by Janet Leigh and Charlton Heston about the experience. Of course, never forget, great camera work. And as I was watching this, you know, it's been referred to as a B movie because Universal dump it out there and put it on the second half of a double feature, which is too bad because you have Charlton Heston and Janet Leigh, and it's directed by Orson Welles. So it is the thing of, do you call it an arty B movie or is it a low budget art film, which was kind of unheard of at that time, especially if you're, and Welles wouldn't show rough cuts to the executives who wanted more of a crowd-pleasing thriller, and it kind of cuts back and forth on that. Of course, when Welles was finished, went down to Mexico to try to make his film version of Don Quixote, and Universal brought in an outside editor, the same guy that edited Orson's film The Stranger. This led to the 58-page memo. Now, in the restored version, it is edited and compiled by Walter Mersch, the guy who gave us the editing work on Apocalypse Now and The Godfather, among others. So, also fun to hear so many people praising Dennis Weaver's performance just out of nowhere and just kind of really stands out amongst everybody else in the group. Let me pick up this name I dropped. Got to meet Dennis Weaver my senior year at college at the Ball State University. He spoke to theater students, and I remember him talking about being involved in this film. Of course, the story was Welles wanted him in. He didn't know what to think of the role, and Welles talked him into it, and the rest is kind of just a great little footnote in cinema history. This is also one of those films that I remember talking with my daughter about. This was in refer to the Sergio Leone films. Any shot in this film could easily be framed and hung up on your wall as a beautiful piece of art. And every scene can be broken down. I don't know if Roger Ebert did this as a part of his festival, as a part of Ebert Fest, where he would, he would break down scenes after scenes. He would have a screening, but it was not really where you just watch from start to finish. He would pause and talk about it. And if he didn't do that, he should have. So I have not checked the history of Ebert's script and scene analysis, or film analysis, I should say. And the other part is it hard to follow? Is it like The Big Sleep as far as what is actually going on? And then, of course, near the end, it's not really the point on who gets caught or not. It's the fact that, somebody gets their just desserts, and the reunion between Vargas and Susie is not the full-blown dramatic moment or melodramatic moment that would probably be more to Universal's liking. And we get Marlena Dietrich to end the film with her final words and going off into not really the sunset, but into the darkness. So anyway, it was just fun to revisit all three versions and figure out a few notes and the differences along the way. So again, it's out on Kino Lorber Home Video, all three versions of Orson Welles' Touch of Evil. Go with the longest one because you should. So there you go. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. All right, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching over the last week. Hopefully you've been able to watch some good movies that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. And we begin on Facebook with Jeff, who writes, Jackass Forever, of course. Lou Harry writes The Song of Bernadette, Jackass Forever, wow, and the new version of Cheaper by the Dozen. Kurt writes Angels and Demons at Beltrace last Saturday. Ooh, okay. Eric writes, I went A to Z, The Adam Project and Zoolander. Adam Project is a fun movie, Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds, but with time travel. And it's great because other Eric chimes in, that's all I ask. Elaine writes, The Imitation Game. Nancy writes, Drive My Car. Wow, what a unique story about grief and getting through it. Yep. She also writes, King Richard, thought Smith's performance in the film weren't Oscar-worthy prior to the broadcast. Not bad, but not Best Picture. Great supporting cast, though. And Lee agrees on that. Yeah, wouldn't have made my five Best Picture nominees. Britt writes, Kingdom of Heaven. Okay, Abdul. I'll read it. Abdul, I tried watching the film Head Cleaner, but all I got was static. Ba-dum-tsh. Aaron writes, The Batman. Steven writes, finished all 10 episodes of Louis Philippe's silent film serial Les Vampires. Pardon my French. John watched a new Dune last night, which I hope isn't as ponderous as it sounded. Do let me encourage you to seek out The Worst Person in the World. I have seen it, Steven. Thank you. And I'm really happy for its nominations. Best film I've seen since Chloe Zhao's The Rider. Oh, good call, Steven. I also loved The Rider. Mostly, though, we've been watching a lot of opera DVDs that were recently gifted to our theater. Well, congratulations, Stephen. It's great to get DVDs from people, isn't it? Always appreciate your game there, Stephen. Nikki writes The Awakenings and The Batman. Stephanie writes 1989's Batman. I still don't care for Nicholson as the Joker. Okay. Don writes So Cold the River. Beverly writes So Cold the River. Carrie writes Goodfellas and the most recent version of Death on the Nile. Todd writes Hammer, Amicus Film Fest this week, Horrors of the Black Museum, The Devil Rides Out, and The Quartermass Experiment. Kay writes The Bachelors, rather liked it. Dan writes, I finished watching Costa Gavras' Z, which couldn't have been more timely, as it's like a mirror held up to the world, available for view on YouTube. That's right, Dan. And it's also available on the Criterion Collection channel. I don't know. I have a DVD of it from Criterion. But yeah, check out Z if you haven't. Doug writes, Disraeli, All Quiet on the Western Front, The Informer, Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, Legally Blonde, Fruitvale Station, and this year's Oscar-nominated live-action shorts. Thank you, Doug. Joe writes, Coda. Taylor writes The French Dispatch, War and Peace, and Dune. Eric writes Many Saints of Newark and The Comey Rule. Chad writes King of Thieves. David writes The Eyes of Tammy Faye, King Richard, Spencer, Coda, again, because my parents visited and wanted to see it. Good son there, David. Continued watching the series Our Flag Means Death and Blade Runner Black Lotus, as well as episode 1 of Moon Knight. Kate writes a new West Side Story. Joni Michaels chiming in. Hey, Joni. John Hughes' State of Mind with Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and The Breakfast Club. And never forget, friends, The Breakfast Club's on Criterion. They don't pay me. I'm just telling you. Missy writes Deep Water. Rachel writes The Adam Project and Spencer. Love the first. I think I was in the wrong mood for the second. Rachel, I get it. Spencer, it's like the previous film, Jackie. It's not for everybody, and I think you also got to be in a proper frame of mind because it is such a kind of a cold, quiet film. So give it. I would say give it another shot when you're in a different mood. That's up to you. Dylan writes, X. It was my first time back in a theater in over 4 years, and it was a wonderful payoff. The perfect 70s horror homage, completely depraved fun. All right, congratulations, Dylan. Glad you made it back. Eric writes, thanks to the miracle of streaming, Flea, Coda, King Richard, Tragedy of Macbeth, Tick, Tick, Boom, and The Worst Person in the World. And he chimed in all before Sunday night. Thank you, Eric. You are a trooper. David writes Little Big Man, Blade Runner 2049, The Addams Family, The Green Mile, and Untold, Malice at the Palace. Pistons won that year. Dustin writes Boys Town, Cabaret, Marathon Man, the 1979 TV film version of All Quiet on the Western Front, and the first three Karate Kid films. Erica writes, have certainly watched other things, but just last night's is top of mind, Jezebel, 1938. And then added, Betty deserved that Oscar she received for it. Thank you, Chief. Patty writes, Belfast and the Lost City, caught a little bit of the 1960s Soviet-made War and Peace, but that's way too long to sit through in its entirety. Wow. Devin writes, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Mean Girls, and Rocket Man. Stephanie writes, The Adam Project. John writes, The Pilot for Emergency. Hello, Dixie. Ronald writes, Only One This Week, Only Angels Have Wings from 1939. David writes, The Invisible Man from 2020 and last year's Death on the Nile. Trudy writes, Risky Business. John writes, 42. Ty writes, King Richard and Drive My Car. Ed writes, King Richard, Lost City, and the recent West Side Story. Tony writes, Cat People, 1942. I, of course, am thinking of the music by David Bowie in the 80s version and that great photo of Nastasia Kinski. Thank you, Swampy. All right, moving on. Zachariah writes, Bowfinger, The Score, 2007's Death at a Funeral, and called it a Frank Oz week. Jay writes, We saw The Lost City. Cute, funny, Brad Pitt was hilarious, even though he was only in it for a total of about 5 minutes. Got to see the Top Gun trailer on the big screen. Cool. Can't wait for that one. And, of course, I think you know we've taken the plunge into Game of Thrones. Hang in there. Sarah writes Spencer. Thomas writes Patsy and Loretta and A Fish Called Wanda. Jennifer writes watched Death on the Nile last night on HBO Max. Also the new Cheaper by the Dozen movie. And Rescued by Ruby, watched The Adam Project on Netflix the other week. Cassandra writes, No time to watch movies this week, was making one instead. The Undesirables by director Tony Walters. So there's a shameless plug. Rachel writes Ocean's 8. Tom writes The New Ghostbusters. David writes Mary Poppins. William writes the original Lost Horizon. Never forget, there's a musical version of that, and that should be watched by more people. Daniel writes Belfast, June Again, the original Death on the Nile, Sybil, Lucky Lady, Karn Termula, The Man Who Knew Too Much, but which one, and the most recent Death on the Nile. Thank you, Daniel. Aggie writes, every now and then I'll watch the classic disaster genre. Ooh. Classic. Earthquake, Towering Inferno, and The Poseidon Adventure. Molly writes Hot Fuzz, Spencer, the 1992 Three Musketeers, and Shakespeare retold A Midsummer Night's Dream. TJ writes, watch Stand By Me with my 14-year-old, and it actually held up. He loved it. All right, congratulations. Michelle writes Guarding Tess. Jonathan writes Free Guy. Christian writes the 1984 version of Dune. Kevin writes, Show Me the Picture, the Jim Marshall story. Rob writes, So Cold the River. Allison writes, Being the Ricardos. Aaron Sorkin is so talented that I hate him. Oh, please use your hate on other things, Allison, or not hate at all. I mean, just hang in there. Melissa writes, Not a single movie this week, screening everything, everywhere, all at once. Tomorrow, though. Oh, that was fun. James writes Godard's Passion. Bonnie writes It Happened One Night. David writes Call Me By Your Name. Jeff writes Batman The Long Halloween, Parts 1 and 2. The Daughter of Rosie O'Grady and The Best Things in Life Are Free. Sean writes The Adam Project and The Late Shift. Gary writes The Big Lebowski, 1967's Casino Royale, Deadheads, American Zombie, I Had a Bloody Good Time at House Harker, Ravers, Zombie Night, The Brain That Wouldn't Die, the Mystery Science Theater version, the original Night of Living Dead, The Batman, The Retreat, Dead Trigger, not Dead Tigger, no, High Moon, Attack of the Southern Fried Zombies, Steve Niles' Remains, 3 Hours Till Dead, the Mystery Science Theater treatment of The Beast of Yucca Flats, Dark Man, The Lion in Winter, the Mystery Science Theater treatments of The Unearthly and Side Hackers, followed by Frankenhooker and I'll Take Sweden. Wow, busy week there, Gary. Alan writes Men in Black. Yes, yes, and he writes Will Smith slaps an alien. The Academy ignores his performance. Yeah, okay. Moving on. Cassie writes Belfast and West Side Story. Linda writes, couldn't stay awake for any. Well, try again next week, Linda. Michael writes, for whom the bell tolls, the North Star, the Stranger, Mr. Wong Detective, the Mystery of Mr. Wong, the original Postman Always Rings Twice, the Big Clock, Belfast, Mr. Wong in Chinatown, and Licorice Pizza. Gary writes the new Batman, Star Wars, and Return of the Jedi. Pam writes August Osage County. Robert Muggy writes The Celebration, The Boy Who Walked Backwards, Last Round, Betty Blue, Jazz on a Summer's Day, The Cheat, Murder at the Zoo. Yes, thank you there, Robert. Oh, a note. Thomas Vinterberg's Last Round is different from his most recent Another Round. Yes, I did know that, Robert. Thank you. Rachel writes Dune, Thugs of Hoodistan, and Bungo Stray Dogs, Dead Apple. Martin writes Nightmare Alley, Review. Not enough alleys in the Depression-era Middle America farm country. See what he did there? Because it's half of it's out in the fields. Joan writes, I went old school and watched Singin' in the Rain and An American in Paris. Needed a Gene Kelly fix after watching his Kennedy Center Honors Salute. Thank you, dear. Lucinda writes American Psycho. Megan writes Encanto. I finally understand the Bruno reference isn't about Bruno Mars. Glad you got figured that out. Linda writes The Adam Project. Amanda writes The Long Riders. Terry writes a personal Joseph Menkowitz festival. Dragon Wick, Ghost of Mrs. Muir, House of Strangers, All About Eve, Five Fingers, and Didn't Have Time for Cleopatra. That's really okay, because that's a long film. Anindita writes Come On, Come On. Anthony writes Death on the Nile. And finally, Moveen writes Alfred Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much with Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day, playing a doctor and his family from Indianapolis on vacation in Morocco, first time viewing. I forgot about that. That's a nice little piece of Indianapolis film representation there. Thank you, dear. And there you go. That's what you've been watching. So hopefully you found some titles and watched some good movies that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Just a reminder, at Arts for Lawrence, Films at the Fort, Fort Shorts, is happening April 9th at the Lawrence Theater at the Fort, 8920 Otis Avenue. That starts at 7 o'clock on April 9th, and I'll be hosting. It'll be 5 short films from local filmmakers with a Q&A in between. So go check that out. And, of course, the Frog Baby Film Festival happening April 3rd at Pruis Hall at 8 o'clock. That's on the campus of the Ball State University. Frog Baby Film Festival. They have their own Facebook page, so go check that out. And, yeah, hope you got to see some good movies that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Check out some of the Oscar winners or Oscar-nominated films. And, yeah, we'll do this again next week. So take care, everybody. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan. Hang in there, Bruce.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!